experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest in the studio, Katie Woodhams, who is the program manager with the Fenner Nature Center. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Well, Katie, we were talking in the last segment about the different things that people can do when it comes to getting their kids outdoor this summer. I've got to imagine that Fenner is one of the locations that most people in Lansing, if they don't know about, they need to know about. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about what Fenner Nature Center is all about?
Great. Well, Fenner is actually in the heart of Lansing. A lot of people don't even know we're there. They say, I've lived here my whole life and didn't realize it. We're on the corner of Mount Hope and Aurelius, so it's really not that far out. But we have 130 acres of trails, and we do a lot of programming that incorporate those. We have summer camps all summer long, obviously. We have school programs that we do, and different preschool programs as well. And we're trying to get more adult programs, you know, different crafts or yoga or whatever, to get people, you know, to enjoy nature and enjoy the property that we actually have and take advantage of it.
Interesting. Now, is it like a park where people can go in and have a picnic and hang out, or is it more structured programs? Help me understand that a little bit better.
Right. It's a park. You know, it's a city park. It's open dusk till dawn. There's 4 miles of trails, and there is picnic areas. We have a group camp area, so we have Boy Scouts come in a lot of times, or families. They'll rent that and, you know, spend the night. It's pretty primitive. There's a restroom out there, but, you know, you can come and go as you please. We have guests that come in, visitors that, you know, I see them park their cars out the window, but they never come into the visitor center. They just walk the trails, or they want to have lunch, you know, on a lunch mm-hmm. break and go someplace quick that, you know, just pack a lunch and hang out and walk the trails maybe and get some exercise. So it's nothing too structured. If they come in, and you know, with a group, they can, but most people just come and hang out on their own.
Interesting. And what if they have pets like dogs? Are they allowed to bring their dogs in there, or is that something that's restricted?
Unfortunately, we don't allow dogs in the park, you know, not even on a leash. We have had problems in the past. So
understandable.
The nice part about that is our wildlife is really outgoing and very curious. we also, yeah, we don't allow hunting. So yeah. No hunting, and we, you know, and no dogs. So they are very, very brave and bold. Yesterday at sunrise, I was taking some pictures, and this doe walked straight towards me and got about 8 to 10 feet from me, just checking me out. Never ran away. Just, what are you doing? This is my house. You know, I'm eating breakfast. You're disturbing me. And I have to be very careful when I drive in the morning, because they like to play in the road and they like to play in the parking lot. And we've got a lot of fawns right now that think it's really fun to mess around in the parking lot. Uh-huh. So you have to be really careful when you drive in, because they are that bold.
Interesting.
Now, so it seems as if for those who are into nature centers, and I try to stay, you know, at least involved or understanding what's going on in the community. I get really involved in the Harris Nature Center. I've got friends and acquaintances over to Waldemar. But Fenner, until now, I haven't had too many that I've known there. And now, for the first time, Katie is just a great friend of mine. And the good news is she worked for me for a good number of years, and I know what she's all about. If there's been one thing I've noticed about Fenner Nature Center, is it's been trying to find its footing. It's been trying to figure out its formula for success. And I can tell you, and I can tell the listening audience, that they've found that. That's exactly what we need in the Lansing community, because Katie's got the energy that's unmatchable. And you will see good things happening from Fenner Nature Center as a result of her hiring. Now, I'm just making that statement because I know it happens to be a fact, you know.
Aww.
And I think it's important for the listening audience to get excited about Fenner Nature Center, because there's got to be some good things coming. And certainly when you go there, the facility is awesome. I mean, there's a lot of acreage, there's a lot of natural opportunities, there's a lot of potential, just like kind of buying a new house and it's maybe needs some work.
Right.
Talk about the work. What do we got coming this summer for Fenner Nature Center? And what's your vision and what's your hope? What's your potential?
Well, thanks for the compliments. You know, first of all, you know, and that really encompasses what we are doing there. You know, it's all about change. We became a nonprofit about a year ago. We still have the city doing some of our maintenance. We are still a city park. But all of our programs are funded by our nonprofit. So that gives us motivation to create new programs and to think outside the box and start brainstorming. What can we do that'll make us, you know, have people come in and set us apart from some of the other venues in the area, or even just get kids out of their house?
Sure.
And so, yeah, definitely that's my motivation for a lot of the things that I do. So, you know, we have our summer camps, and a lot of other nature centers have summer camps, and probably some of the similar topics. Something that we've trying that's different this year is our Fenner Field School. And that's something that is really our executive director's kind of brainchild. And that is a 3-week sort of nature academy for students that are 3rd through 8th grade. And without them really knowing it, it incorporates a little bit of math, a little bit of writing, art, history, social sciences with the science, so that they're going a little bit in depth with, you know, maybe they're doing sampling, water quality sampling, but then also learning the history of the acreage at Fenner. How has this changed? How have people used it? How does that impact the habitat and the ecosystem? And then what animals and people depend on that? So, you know, and then doing some maybe native crafts and a little bit of cooking. We're going to go fishing and maybe cook up some of our fish that we catch. And so just a little bit deeper understanding of what's going on. That's why it's for a little bit older guys. And then the cool part is at the end of this, we have a stewardship project that the kids are actually creating on their own. And so I'll have them writing press releases and contacting media and getting adult volunteers to help them with this program that they're actually going to create. And then on the last day, they're actually going to perform this activity with their adult volunteers. And so it's a way to get them thinking, how can I improve nature? You know, what are the impacts that I can make on the natural world? And so that's a really, really cool project that we're excited about that you can't find anywhere else in the area.
Why wouldn't you be excited about that?
And especially, you know? Yeah, for parents that are worried about kids losing their academic edge over summer, this is a fun way for them to keep up on some of those subject matter.
And you know, as well as I know, that the only thing that really gets kids really motivated is passion. You know? So, you know, what better way to stimulate passion towards nature than doing some kind of like, I can change the world kind of attitude, right?
Yep.
Right?
That's kind of what we're going for. So that's something we're really excited about. Our session that we're starting in July focuses on woodlands and early settlers, but we're also incorporating some Native American things, such as traditional uses of plants, some cooking, and some actual crafts and working, you know, with the natural materials that we have at Fenner.
Well, if you need a rough-looking frontiersman, I'm that guy.
I am actually looking for some guest speakers and some first-person interpretation. So I do need somebody that can make it as a logger. I think you might
a
work
logger?
Out real well.
I might look like a logger. Don't get me out there trying to throw an axe, though. That's for sure.
Well, I would agree with that one. Katie, let me ask you this question, because I'm sure a lot of the kids who you're going to get through there, this might be really their first experience in a lot of these areas, whether it be they've never fished before, they've never cooked before, they've never done crafts before. How much staffing do you have in order to really be able to help them overcome it? Because I can imagine a lot of these kids might get a little bit frustrated because they don't know how to do this. It's never been a part of their life. And yet when you open their eyes to it, I can just imagine the horizons that are going to open up as a result. But talk to me about what you have to do from your end in order to facilitate teaching these kids.
Okay. Well, we have a couple field school instructors that are just specializing in that aspect. So they're maybe a little bit more knowledgeable about the science aspect, you know. And then, of course, I've been helping them with that as well. We have our normal day camp counselors, and they kind of shuffle around as well. They're usually working with the younger guys. We also have junior counselors that come in. So maybe kids that are a little bit too old for the week-long camps, because those actually end at 5th grade, but maybe they're not feeling like they're confident with the field school, or they just want to volunteer only a couple, you know, weeks of time. So we actually have junior counselors that are coming in and volunteers, adult volunteers as well. And then, of course, all of our guest speakers that kind of help, you know, have the counselors get a little bit of time to get ready for the next task. You know, we always love volunteers and guest speakers to give them a little bit of time to regroup and get things ready for the next activity. And then, of course, me and Jason, of course, we'll be probably end up being guest speakers, and we'll run a little bit of the programs as well. So we do have a lot of volunteers, and the junior counselors really help a lot.
Is there any cost that's tied to this whole thing?
The field school is actually our most expensive program, but it ends up being actually quite valuable because it's $600, but it's for 3 weeks. So it ends up being about $5 an hour. So right. It ends up being a great investment. Our other week-long camps, depending if you're a resident or not, if you're a resident of Lansing, they're $115. Mm. And that's comparable with all the other nature centers and any other sports activities that your child would be doing over the summer as well. So
sure. It
just depends on what their passions are and what activities they like to do.
And when does the big event happen?
The field school actually starts in July. So it's July 11th through the 29th.
So they can call now and get kind of a, do they just call the Nature Center?
Yes, they call the Nature Center. They can register through Parks and Rec as well, but we like to have people call the Nature Center directly so that if they have any questions, we could answer those. And then also this week, any registrations we get for the field school, we're actually going to reduce it to $500. That way we can get a head start on planning and know how many people we have. So just a little bit of incentive for people to make that decision as quick as possible.
Is there a limit to how many people can attend the school?
We allowed 40 slots.
Okay.
And if need be, we can hire another naturalist or I can fill in as well. So I actually wrote a lot of the activities and the schedule, and I'm actually disappointed that I won't get to be part of it, just as far as being hands-on. So if so sure. be it, if I have to join in with some of the activities, then,
yeah.
you know.
You're ready to throw yourself in there.
I am. I actually wish I could have done something like this when I was growing up. So I'm excited about it.
And as far as just if the family wants to do something outdoors on the weekends or during vacation time, a lot of people take some time off during the summer to spend time with the family. What kind of things can they do inside Fenner? Can they go fishing and participate in other things like this as well?
Well, there's not as much structured activity, but they can definitely come in and enjoy the ponds. So there's three ponds. We don't really do fishing, but there's always nets if they want to catch turtles and frogs and release them back. We don't let anybody take anything out of the park. But the cool thing is that across the street from us is Crego, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but they're actually been remediated because it was actually a polluted area, and we're hoping to be able to incorporate some of our programs across the street, literally across the street, walk across to the lake and do some fishing and things like that.
That whole neighborhood, it's a very well-preserved area. There's a lot of nature down in that neighborhood, and yet there's still a lot of, you're literally, just on the other side of part of the park zoo, you've mm-hmm. got all of, pretty urban, Lansing. So it's really a fantastic gateway, without going much distance right around the neighborhood. I hope you get lots of people enlisted for either your week-long or your big event because, what will happen is when these kids get involved and get connected with Fenner, they're going to be your next generation of volunteers that are going to come back time and time again. And man, I hope you inspire. I hope people that are listening really take to heart this opportunity and embrace it because it's a great opportunity for just about anyone. So if there's a father or a grandfather or a grandmother or mother out there listening, this is a perfect time to kind of just give a call to the Nature Center mm-hmm. and say, hey, that's for my grandson. That seems like the perfect opportunity.
Right. It's a great gift. And we also have scholarships available. So if, financing is an issue, we do have some scholarships available. And we've even had grandparents donate money to the fund and then have that go towards a specific child as a gift. So
nice.
That's another option if you want to know a specific child that you'd like to give that to.
Well, the way I look at it, Katie, is if people are used to driving up north, then they can take that money that would have gone into their gas tank and instead
there
they can
go
right around the corner and they just paid for the program there.
Like Rick said, with the proximity to Potter Park, the river trail ends right at Fenner. So you could actually take the river trail to the park and then keep going and follow it all the way to Fenner. So it's along the way.
Definitely want that summer event there at Fenner. Anybody that's out there, let's take it to the trail. Take it to its end.
Sounds like the plan. We've been speaking this morning with Katie Woodhams, who is the program manager for Fenner Nature Center. Katie, so thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
I enjoyed it.
We really appreciate it. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation after the break. You brought up Potter Park Zoo, so that's where we're going to go, is to Potter Park Zoo.
All right.
Right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.